It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 5. We're going to begin reading with the 22nd verse today, Matthew chapter 5, verse 22. And so while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen. And I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address, Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us here at the church, 217-847-2717. If you'd like to visit our website, parkviewbible@gmail.com. That's parkviewbible@gmail.com. I'm sorry, that's our email address is parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Our website is parkviewbiblechurch.org. parkviewbiblechurch.org. And so I'd love for you to search it out. We have many studies there that I hope will help you to come to know the Lord Jesus, and then also that you would grow with the Lord Jesus as well. And so I hope that it's a help to you. Now let's begin to read Matthew chapter 5, beginning to read with verse 21. Ye have heard that it was said by them of old, Thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be danger of judgment. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of judgment, and whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of counsel, but whosoever shall say, Thou fool, is in danger of hell fire. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and remembrance that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way, first to reconcile thy to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Agree with thine adversaries quickly, whilst thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and the officer cast thee into prison. Verily I say unto thee, thou shalt by no means come out thence until thou hast paid the uttermost farthings. We're going to stop with the 26th verse there. And then we're going to begin with prayer. Father, thank you that we can come together and study today. Just bring us your precious word, your spirit that he lead us today. Just bring us closer and closer to you. Help us to know you as our Lord and Savior to begin with, and then just enjoy that wonderful blessing of being a Christian, being a believer in Jesus Christ. And it's a true Christian. Not just somebody by name, but somebody that truly in their heart possesses, knows the Lord Jesus as their Savior. So please, dear Lord, just guide and lead us today now through this precious study. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, when we're looking at these scripture verses here, we find that, you know, it's easy for us to understand that if you kill someone, that you're in danger of judgment. And we know that, we look for an eye for an eye and those things. Sad thing is today that they don't look upon abortion as murder, and it is. It is murder. There's nothing clearer than that. It is murder. And we need to understand that and stop. That's the worst abuse that you can do to a child. They worry about someone abusing a child in some manner or another, and yet they do not stop people from murdering these babies in the mother's womb. And I do not understand that in any way, shape, or form. And it is nothing short of murder. I understand that. I hope you understand that. But the Lord Jesus goes much deeper here, because it's not just something that's outward. It's something that's inward. You know, we know that the wages of sin is death, according to Romans 6:23. it doesn't say that the wages, if you commit a big sin, then the it's worse. It doesn't at all. Big or little, all are lost. So if you're one of those folks that have lived a good, clean life and never have done anything that's wrong, why, oh, I'm fine. No, you're not. Because the wages of sin is death. Now, he gives us just a little bit of a description here in 22, but I say to you, the Lord Jesus speaking here, that whosoever is angry with his brother without cause shall be in danger of judgment. Now, what's it say up here? Thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of judgment. Same word, exact same word. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, Thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. It just kind of continues to degrade concerning the level, and what that's telling us, that there's basically different levels of hell. And there is. I can't imagine going to hell, you're going to hell, but there's just different levels of judgment that are present there. And we need to understand that we need to come by faith to the Lord Jesus and trust in Him as our Savior. And we need to realize that as a believer, I'm talking about believers now, folks that truly know the Lord Jesus, we should be able to reconcile. We should not have to go on to the courts as the Scripture continues here in the 25th and 26th verse. We do not need to go on to through the court system to resolve something between a brother and sister. And so we need to see that we can reconcile that ourselves. And it's reconciled through forgiveness, true forgiveness, and help us to walk each and every day. Now, this decision here, when we're looking at this 21st verse, but then we're looking at that is angry with his brother. Now it says without cause. Many times we let things go way too far without cause. Our Lord, our Savior, our God, looks at things not only on the inside, but looks on, or on the outside, but also on the inside. We need to understand that there is a judgment to come. We have a couple of verses of Scripture here that I'd like to show you of what's to come for the believer. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Begin reading with the 11th verse. And this is concerning the believer. So listen carefully. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11. For other foundations can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. So if you have laid your foundation, you have trusted in the Lord Jesus as your Savior, then it's a finished work. You're sealed forever, never to be separated from God. Now, I know that's not a doctrine that's taught, but it's a doctrine that the Word of God teaches. For other foundations can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble. Every man, is talking to believers, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. So, in these verses of Scripture, we realize that as this is not talking about salvation. This is talking about our works. And so, when we are born again, and we trust in the Lord Jesus as our Savior, and we begin to walk in this life, we need to understand that in God's eyes, to be angry with our brother for no good reason, I'm going to put that there. A lot of times everything is just so empty, and yet we get so mad that we just can't even see straight. We need to see that we recognize that as we walk each day with the Lord Jesus, we need to recognize that there is power in forgiveness. And if we choose not to forgive, then we're beginning to rack up some things here that are not of any value, wood, hay, and stubble. When we forgive, when we serve, when we praise our God and bring glory unto our God, then we're building this foundation, this wonderful, you know, we've built up on this foundation, and we're building now gold, silver, and precious stones. Now, every one of us are going to have some wood, hay, and stubble that's in a part of it. But we need to see that that is as limited as possible, because there is going to be a day that it's going to be tested. And it'll be tested by fire. And we know what happens with wood, hay, and stubble. And we also know what happens with gold, silver, and precious stones. Makes them better. Consumes the last three. So please look to the Lord Jesus. Understand the need to not hold a grudge. Stand here and examine your heart. And walk each day praising God and serving God. Please, please call upon the Lord Jesus for salvation and begin that wonderful walk. Now, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10, it explains where this judgment that we've just read about in 1 Corinthians takes place. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad, whether it's precious stones, gold or silver, or wood, hay, or stubble. We need to understand the need to serve the Lord, to praise the Lord. And that is done in many different ways. It's not only to be busy and working, but it's also a mind and a heart, what we have for our brothers and sisters. Do we hold a grudge against them, or do we lift them up? Do we help them in every way we can, or do we get angry with them for, again, no good reason? And so then we just stay that way, and it just continues to grow us into a more miserable life. And so those two scripture texts are very interesting. 1 Corinthians 3, 11 through 15 for us to understand, then 2 Corinthians 5, 10. We also have a scripture verse back here concerning what's coming to those that have rejected the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection. And we're going to go to Revelation chapter 20, verse 11. Now, here's the other side. We had the one judgment here that we talked about in 2 Corinthians, the judgment seat of Christ. Now, here is a great white throne, and we call that the great white throne judgment. Revelation 20, 11. I have read this many times, but maybe it's something you have not heard or listened to. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. And there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Sea gave up the dead which were in it. Death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Judgment. Judgment is coming. So when we looked at these verses of Scripture here, and we realize the need that we have to understand that our God, we are held, our God holds us as responsible for holding a grudge against someone as he does murdering. You see, a sin's a sin. Man has rated them, but God doesn't. And we need to realize the damage that is done when we have this hatred and deceit, and we hold this. God does not like that. We're going to have more wood, hay, and stubble. But we are not going to face what we read back here in Revelation. Because once you're born again, you're born again. Now, you can see that. You can see the differences there. Now we come back here, and that word reka is, so it tells us here, whosoever is angry with his brother without cause shall be in danger of judgment. Whosoever shall say to his brother, reka, means empty or vain, shall be in danger of counsel. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, and when it comes down to that next, thou fool is morally worthless. It is more severe than reka. It just continues to come in a spiral down as we look at the each step and stage. Now, we're going to go back to a scripture verse back in 2 Kings, and it's an interesting scripture verse. Because it helps us to see 2 Kings chapter 23, verse 10. And he defiled, back up here, nevertheless the priest of the high places came not up to the altar of the Lord in Jerusalem, but they did eat of the unleavened bread among their brethren, and he defiled Topheth, which is the valley of the children of Hinnom, that no man might make his son or his daughter to pass through the fire of Molech. That scripture verse is giving us some information that is very, very saddening, because the Jews that had turned from Jehovah God, and turned to idolatry, those Jews would burn their children to the heathen god Molech. Now, what a sad, sad thing. Now, this area here that we're talking about is, again, where they would offer them, and also it became then just the dump, a garbage dump, and any criminal, anybody else, would just be thrown on the pile and burned. And so it's so sad, because this valley here of Hinnom, and in other words, is Gehenna, and that is where this took place. So sad to see what has taken place. Now, we have some remarks in Mark here I'd like to have, but that was the condition that those Jews got themselves into, that they were offering their children to appease the gods. So sad. Mark chapter 9, verse 44. We have it here three times. If you want an explanation of hell, and it tells us, you know, if your hand offend thee, get rid of it. Better that thee cut it off and be maimed than having two hands and go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. 46, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. Verse 48, where the worm dieth and the fire is not quenched. Look at that. It just continues over and over again. Why? That you would reject the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and not come by faith to Jesus. I do not understand. It is so important that you come by faith to the Lord Jesus. You trust in Him, that you don't have to face hell. You don't have to go through that great white throne judgment. That you can face the judgment seat of Christ, but be able to have things that you can hand to Jesus on behalf of us. Here, this is what I did for you. Too often, it's always something that's done for me and not for the Lord Jesus Christ. He's talking to the Jews here. And there's going to be a time during the tribulation period that the temple will be rebuilt during the tribulation period. And so it kind of makes reference, and of course they know, because the temple is still in existence at this time and will be for approximately another 40 years before the Romans come in and totally annihilate it and scatter the Jews everywhere. Because they refuse to trust in the Lord Jesus as their Savior. They refuse to accept Him as the Messiah, and so they continue to offer their sacrifices, which they should not have. And so here, therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, any kind of offering that you're giving unto the Lord, and the altar would be something that was inside the temple there where they would bring their offerings. And so it is, if you have something that thy brother hath ought against thee, this scripture verse is awful easy to misread. You think, if I have something against you, then I will put my offering, I will take what I'm going to bring, I will lay it at the altar, and I will go to my brother or sister and ask for forgiveness and get it reconciled. Then I'll come back and pick that offering up and give it unto the Lord. Well, it would be that direction, but it's not talking about that here. It's saying, if a brother hath aught against you, if a brother have something against you, you go to that brother and make it right. See, it's backwards. It's the opposite of what you would think. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar and their remembrance that thy brother hath aught against thee. It's the other way around. So we have to be in prayer and know when a brother's got something against us, for whatever reason, and we have to go and get it reconciled, get it taken care of, because God doesn't want our gift. He doesn't want our offering until we have that resolved and reconciled. And so it's really something to realize that it's not something that has happened to me and I'm mad, okay, I'm going to ask Him to forgive me. It's that He has something against us. So we have to really be a good listener, don't we? Let's pop back to Proverbs, a couple places back there that's got some real neat scripture verses. Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So keep thy heart. In other words, keep it in tune with the Lord. Walk with the Lord Jesus. Stay with Him, close to Him. Proverbs 23:7. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. All comes down to the condition of your heart. Now the question comes, are you willing to forgive? Are you really willing to set it aside? Are you willing to get things right? When we don't, many times it ends up in the court system. Instead of two Christian brothers, or brother, two sisters, or brother and sister in Christ, should be able to resolve this between themselves and or the church elders. Should be able to go before them. If you can't get it figured out, if you can't get it resolved, say, let's go and let's ask the church leaders if they can help us with this, to get this resolved. And it would be resolved. But today that doesn't happen. Because today what takes place, I'll sue you. I'll take you to court over this. And so all of a sudden, you end up in court where the judge is probably not a believer in Jesus Christ. If you have a jury, they're probably not believers in Christ. You'll have attorneys, they're probably not believers in Christ. And so all of a sudden now, you've got the world making a decision for you between two Christian brothers. That should never happen. It does happen, but it should never happen. Number one, what we're doing is we're just bringing out our dirty laundry before the world. And that should never be. We should have a good witness and a good testimony out there in the world, not something that all of a sudden now we're dragging our dirty laundry out and saying, hey, how come these two brothers can't get along? They're supposed to be Christians. And yet it happens all the time. The scripture says in verse chapter 25 there, agree with thine adversary quickly whilst thou art in the way with him. Now this could be two brothers in Christ. This could be just one and the other's not saved. But we need to do everything we can do to reconcile it. And when it says, while thou art in the way with him, you're on your way to court. You're on your way for some lost judge to make this decision. And once again, you're throwing out your dirty laundry before the people. Never take a brother to court. Romans 12:18. Romans chapter 12, verse 18. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Now, some people you just can't, but you can live peaceably with them if you live apart from them. And sometimes that's the case, but we need, as believers, do everything we can possibly do to get along. We're to have a testimony, we're having a witness for the Lord Jesus, and the Scripture tells us if they hated the Lord Jesus, they're going to hate us. So we understand that condition and that principle. But we need to see that we are not the ones that's causing the problem. That's what we need to do. See that we are not the ones. So never take a brother to court. Resolve it. Because as we go back here, and we're just about the same as out of time, there is a charge that's going to come here. Somebody's going to go to jail. And that shouldn't be. pick up there next time. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?